Survivors, he says, in the crash of an American Airlines regional jet with 64 on board and a U.S. Army helicopter with three. Trump says there are early indications of what may have gone wrong, and he says of the airline pilots,
he was doing everything right. He was on track. He was the same track as everybody else that came in. It's probably the same track as they've had for 25 years or more. And for some reason, he had a helicopter that was at the same height and going at an angle that was unbelievably bad.
The NTSB has not given firm information about the possible cause, and Trump blamed Obama and Biden diversity policies for getting in the way of safety.
We have to have our smartest people. It doesn't matter what they look like, how they speak, who they are. It matters intellect, talent, the word talent. They have to be talented, naturally talented geniuses.
CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
Military aircraft do have to coexist side by side with this very busy airport, which is right in the center of town, essentially. But this is routine. This shouldn't have been anything out of the ordinary that would have caused this collision.
U.S. figure skating says two teenage athletes, two of their parents, and two Russian coaches were among those killed in the crash. Doug Zeghaib runs a Boston skate club.
Skating is a very close and tight-knit community. These kids and their parents, they're here at our facility in Norwood 6, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a close, tight bond.
President Trump's nominee to be director of national intelligence is before a Senate panel. Tulsi Gabbard has been criticized for having little experience in the intelligence community.
I'll begin by leading by example, checking my own personal views at the door, and committing to delivering intelligence that is collected, analyzed, and reported without bias, prejudice, or political influence.
I'm Vicki Barker. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says President Trump's choice for FBI Director Kash Patel is the man to
return the FBI to its core mission of fighting crime,
saying the FBI was weaponized under President Biden. But to ranking Democrat Dick Durbin,
Mr. Patel has neither the experience, the temperament, nor the judgment.
Calling Patel a Trump loyalist who's peddled debunked conspiracy theories and threatened reprisals against political opponents.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 145 points. The S&P is up 17. The NASDAQ is down about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. The Racine Harbor Market has been renamed. It's now the Racine Haymarket, reflecting the area's historical significance. The Downtown Racine Corporation is seeking vendors for the 7 Thursday night events when the Haymarket returns this summer. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. In a press conference, the CEO of a Waukegan hospital where a woman died of the cold is calling for the Lake County coroner to be removed from the case. Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel challenged coroner Jennifer Bannock's statement about Chelsea Adolphus's death. She died last week after getting locked out on the roof. Bannock is a former Vista employee. And we have always wanted to live in a neighborhood with someone like the Zosky family in Kenosha County. The sheriff's office there honored the Zoskys with their sheriff's award for their life-saving actions last year. The family alerted authorities after not seeing their neighbor's vehicle move for several days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to get help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th-ranked Badgers, ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland, 76-68. The Terrapins have now won 6 of their last 7 games. The Badgers have lost 2 of their last 3. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem as teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports on Mike Clemens.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 at 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy and cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Harvey's rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Cornelius Vanderbilt, born not 20 years after the Declaration of Independence, was a stubborn child. He refused to attend school past the age of 11. At 16, he had purchased a small sailboat with money borrowed from his parents, but the vessel was not for pleasure, not entirely. Young Neil used it to carry passengers between Staten Island and New York City. A lifetime of enterprise was beginning. During the War of 1812, Neil had a small fleet engaged in river and coastal trade. By 1829, Vanderbilt had formed his own steamboat company. And in a short while, his lines extended to Boston and to Providence. By 1846, Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt was a millionaire. During the 1850s, he frequented a little place in Saratoga Springs, New York, called Moon Lake Lodge. Saratoga Springs was a resort town catering to the pre-Kitty Hawk jet set, you might say, and Moon Lake Lodge was their smartest restaurant. It was the talk of the town. Now, you'd expect the chef at Moon Lake to have been imported from Paris, but George Crumb was instead a full-fledged, honest-to-goodness Indian chief. And though Chief Chef Crumb was schooled in international cuisine, new recipes are always being created, and probably that's how the latest culinary rage from France escaped him. This delicacy, a favorite of the elite, was called French fries. French fried potatoes. In those days, they were very, very French, relatively new, exotic, exclusive. And this is where Moon Lake's most distinguished customer comes in, transportation tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt. He, too, was quite familiar with international cuisine. He decided one evening to order a plate of French fries. But when they were brought in, Cornelius complained that French fried potatoes were sliced much thinner in Paris. He had just returned from Paris, and he knew these, he told the waiter, were much too thick. Dutifully, the waiter returned the potatoes to the kitchen. Busy chef George Crumb thought little of it. Working at Moon Lake Lodge, he was not unaccustomed to the sometimes petulance of the well-to-do. George proceeded to slice and prepare another batch of French fries, thinner this time. But shortly after the plate left the kitchen, it was back again. "They're still too thick," the waiter told the chef. Well, now that did it. This was 1853, and a couple of subordinates were attempting to wrest control of the company from Vanderbilt, so it had not been an easy year, or maybe there was just some other irritation that evening, but whatever the case, Chef George Crumb had had enough. With an "I'll fix him" look in his eye, George sharpened his knife to a razor edge, seized a potato, and began slicing it paper thin. He then dipped the slices into boiling fat, and he salted them to excess, and he personally bolted through the kitchen door with a plate of brown, brittle shavings. The waiters tried to stop him, but it was too late. George had made it to the Vanderbilt table with what appeared a most overdone, oversalted, unpalatable offering. But Neil liked it. He liked it. At least he said so. Maybe he just felt guilty about having complained so vigorously, but Commodore Vanderbilt said he liked it, and that was an up endorsement to win for this dish a permanent place on the prestigious menu of the Saratoga Inn, the American variation of what the French called fries. By 1887, the recipe was in the White House cookbook. After potato peeling and slicing was automated in 1925, Chef Crumb's innovation was available and wanted worldwide. Cornelius Vanderbilt's railroad empire served him well, but the tasty legacy he left us, the byproduct of his moment of petulance in 1853, the overcooked revenge of an overwrought chef, was the potato chip. And now you know the rest of the story.
Don Rosen has the first Paul Harvey rest of the story every weekday at 7:25, and then I do another one at 12:05 Monday through Friday here on WRJN, station with local news and timeless hits and Paul Harvey.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
See what you're doing to me. that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
That they've got. I got you, babe. Also, The Beat Goes On. Which one is their theme song? It could be either of those. Tomorrow morning, Don Rosen talks with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters about some of the new movie releases, and Mike Clemens talking about the week in sports, what's happened, and what's coming up. It's Big Show with Don Rosen tomorrow morning. Exclusively on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Boss Bunker took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye.
pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me in the mission, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Bree is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. After 2 o'clock, your chance to win one of two pairs of tickets to see the Association and Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, in concert February 28th, Genesee Theater in Waukegan. That's after 2 o'clock with Kurt Volman. But first, local news, timeless hits, presents Stuart J. Waddles with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Walworth County man is dead after a Racine County crash yesterday afternoon. It happened near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in the town of Norway. At this point, it's believed the victim was unfamiliar with the area and pulled out in front of an eastbound utility truck. Despite the efforts of first responders, the 32-year-old man died at the scene. The 28-year-old truck driver is from Racine. He's said to be fully cooperating with investigators. There's a name change for a downtown Racine event. What was known as the Racine Harbor Market will now be known as the Racine Haymarket. It's a nod to what the Monument Square area used to be long ago. The original harbor name came from Kenosha, where their harbor market was set up next to the harbor. When the Haymarket returns this summer, they'll need some vendors. The Downtown Racine Corporation is looking for people to showcase their wares on the 7 Thursday night events. There's more about how to get involved on the DRC website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 at 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy and cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is
hey,
a big party, man.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying.
game. Motown Records fought him on releasing that song. They thought it was too politically conscious. And they wanted love songs, boy-girl songs. So Marvin insisted, and it became a big hit. He was right. WRJN.
Time won't let me, time won't let me,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Weather we're having today, it's almost like we're in California. Almost.
All the leaves are brown.
Hey.
songs coming back to back. WRJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag it gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Listen to the radio. Talking about the last show. Someone got excited. Had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Wow!
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Lovely daughter,
lovely daughter.
Me
last night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
The Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. And another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up at 1:45-ish.
You are all the woman I need. And baby, you know it. You can make this bed a king, a clown, a
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Steve Kathan. We've heard from President Trump about last night's deadly plane and helicopter collision and crash over the Potomac River.
The president began by asking for a moment of silence for all those killed.
Sadly, there are no survivors.
While saying the crash is under investigation, he pivoted to calling out DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion policies of the previous Democratic administrations.
You can't have regular people doing that job. They won't be able to do it.
Without evidence that any of the pilots or the air traffic controllers did not meet the highest standards, the president doubled down.
I put safety first. Obama, Biden, and the Democrats put policy first.
While saying later, it could have been due to DEI. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
64 people were aboard the American Eagle Regional Jet, 3 on the military helicopter. Airline CEO Robert Isom.
Our focus right now is doing everything that we can to support all of those involved and also the PSA Airlines team. This is devastating. We are all hurting.
President Trump suggested the helicopter was in a bad position. The NTSB has not made any formal comments on any possible cause. Former NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt is a CBS News safety analyst.
Anytime you have two airplanes close together, they will then go to visual separation. The real question, of course, is why did that visual separation break down to this disaster that we have right now?
Well, CBS's Natalie Brand says among the victims, athletes heading out from a competition in Wichita where the flight originated.
A number of figure skaters, along with their coaches and parents, were among those on board the plane, including 6 people from the skating club of Boston.
2 coaches, 2 teenage athletes, and the athletes' moms.
The coaches were former skating champions in Russia. Confirmation hearings today in Washington for a key Trump appointee.
I'm Vicki Barker. Ranking Democrat Dick Durbin asking President Trump's choice to run the FBI, Kash Patel, why he's appeared with figures from the far right who've voiced racist views and conspiracy theories.
When it comes to your association with individuals, why are so many of them in this category?
Patel's response to that line of questioning throughout the hearing.
I don't believe I'm guilty by association.
Patel distancing himself from past statements, implying he has an enemies list of figures from, quote, the deep state. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Now to Gaza, where a swarm of jeering Palestinians and armed Hamas members converged around